Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you again that we can get together like this, look into your word, and worship thee on this day, your holy Sabbath. We thank you, Lord, for your great salvation. We thank you for bringing each and every one of us here, giving us a desire to serve you, Lord, coming into our lives. We pray for those that are unsaved, Lord, whether here or whoever are listening, they might be blessed. You may save their souls, O God, through your holy word. May everything we say and do from now on be pleasing and honorable in thy sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we thank Mark for that wonderful testimony, because it is an issue to struggle with and is very personal and individual. So pray that God will use that message, help someone along. Now, talk a little bit about the last family radio mission trip to Puerto Rico, which was a real blessing and a nice peaceful trip compared to the previous trip to India in November. And everything really went well. It was a very, the people especially were very receptive, very gracious, very peaceful. We didn't have one incident or a confrontation or anyone even coming back at the end of the day and saying that they ran into any kind of a trouble and all. Really, the biggest trouble we had was finding the congregations of people, or finding where all the people were, because as far as them receiving the tract, there was very few people that didn't take one. So that wasn't the problem. But it was a nice, pleasant trip. We had a real good crew, good team, and everything went well. Everyone got along good. And I have to touch again also on how Mark said the fellowship with the brothers and sisters on these trips. The fellowship is really, really wonderful. To be able to spend almost 2 weeks together with others that are of like mind, and to really be out there working hard for the Lord every day, spreading the gospel. And that's a big blessing in itself. And I just want to encourage any one of you, if you ever feel like God is moving you in that direction, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. You'll be blessed. So anyway, Mark and I were latecomers on the trip. We missed our plane the first day and because of the weather, and we broke down on the way up in the Poconos and ended up going back home that night, and it was cold that day. It was really freezing. So his friend that was driving us, he left us up there for a few hours, and he came back with a rental car. We ended up going back home the first night, and then he finally drove us to Newark, New Jersey Airport is where we had to leave from following morning. So we finally got to San Juan the next afternoon. But it was an easy trip. It was only one plane ride, and it was easy to get to the hotel, and everything was arranged very well. So we were a little late in getting there, but it cost us our room for a couple of days, but it all worked out. And one of the team leaders was there in advance, Barry. I don't know if some of you know him or not, but on a trip like this, it's very important that we have someone to transport us around, especially when we have to go on a long range or a couple-hour drive to go to these other cities on the island to distribute tracts for the day. But God had sent a man to him by the name of Bernardo, which I'll mention his name and ask you all to pray for him, because he was very serious about the Lord. It seemed like the Lord was drawing him in a big way, and he would do anything to help us. He even wanted to drive us for nothing. And he was just a poor man. He had a van, and that was his taxi. And he worked right along with us. He really appreciated being with us, and he was learning and being taught, and to give an example of how nice this was, how we have to believe God sent him to help us. It's an expensive proposition to go on these far trips, to hire a cab for the whole day and ask someone to stay with you, you're probably talking a couple hundred dollars each time, whereas this man was charging us $50 and stay with us all day and take us wherever we wanted and trying to find people for us and working right along with us and even out there distributing tracts with us. So he really had a heart for the Lord. He really did. Like he was a big blessing to us and as we were to him. So we keep Bernardo in prayer. And the way Barry said, he just came out of nowhere. Like Barry was priced everything and was praying. Like, Lord, you know, nobody's going to want to be going to be able to afford to go to these places. It's going to just cost too much money. And along comes Bernardo, and he just fit the bill right to the T, you know. It was great. He said, dear brother, hopefully the Lord will continue to work in his life. So we were in by Old San Juan, which is just across a bridge from the part of Puerto Rico we were at. And that's a very popular tourist island and place to go. And it just so happened there was a San Sebastian festival that weekend that we got there. This festival went on for 4 or 5 days, and it really attracted people from all over Puerto Rico. And I know that for a fact because I met a few. Our second day there, we were up there in the festival area. Well, it's really the whole town. They blocked the streets off and everything. And there was loads and loads of people. Not only the tourists that come in on the cruise ships right down the hill, which is a stop for people that go on the cruises. San Juan is one of their major stops where they stop for a half a day or so to sightsee or whatever. So we were up at the festival, and there was a lot of people, a lot of people. And it was steady distribution up there. And I met two women that said they listened to family radio there. And they were praying for us, and we talked for a little while. So that was good to know right off the start that the tracks we were handing out had the radio broadcast schedules on them, how they can listen. And you really feel good about it when you're not only handing them the gospel, but pointing them to the radio station and knowing that they can get it there, because sometimes you're really not sure. But so that was a confirmation right then and there that we knew if we told someone that they can listen, that they can listen, that they wouldn't have a big problem. They could just either shortwave or even FM, I believe, whatever. But it was very... the broadcast was getting to Puerto Rico, which was the important thing. So that was good. And that was our first day out there. Me and I had a team with me. So the distribution was really well. And it went on day and night. Now, I didn't go out at night, but a lot of teams went up there at night. But the atmosphere changed from nice families up there in the afternoon while it was light out, like having a picnic and all, to at night where the drinking would be prevalent and it was a totally different crowd. But yet teams went up there at night and handed out thousands and thousands of tracts, even at night when other types of festivities were going on. But anyway, we didn't have this planned. We didn't know anything about this festival. It just happened to be when we were there. And we see so many times how God has done this in the past, has brought so many people right to us when we didn't even have to go for them. And these women that I met that were listening were the ones that told me that people come from all over Puerto Rico to this festival. It's like an annual thing. So they're all from the island. I think I said they're not just the tourists. It's all the people that live there come from cities right on the other side of Puerto Rico. So we knew right then and there that this message was getting out all over the island. So that was a blessing in itself right there. And because of all of this, our hotel was like at a bottleneck. You had to go over this bridge to get to Old San Juan, to get to this festival. And we were right on the inland side of that. They had to go over a bay. And the traffic was so jammed up for a couple of days, especially at night, it was at a standstill. So we had our Bible study the first night and sang a few hymns. And that was nice. There was a team went up to Old San Juan. And we finished our Bible study. And the hotel we were staying at, you can actually go right up onto the roof and view a part of the city from the roof. So we go up on the roof, and one of the ladies on the team said, "Wow, I'm going to go out there and start handing the tracks out." Because it's solid traffic, as far as you can see, right up through town. It just stopped. So they asked me if I could. I said, "Yeah, why not? You know, if you want to, go ahead, you know." So little time went on, and I'm talking with some of the people on my team. They were new people. It was their first time. So I just got there that day. So I said, "Well, I'll talk with them a little, try to make them feel a little more comfortable." And we're standing on the roof talking, and I see this one woman, Joyce, and her husband, Ed. Well, he's out there with her, too, so he's handing out tracks. Then I see another one of our team members going up between the cars as they're stopped. And I got done talking with these people, and I said, "Well, what am I doing here?" So I got alone. So the four of us were out there distributing tracks right in front of the hotel. Like, I don't know how many thousand we handed out just to the cars as they moved. And the buses, where everything was tied up in the traffic, but it was great. So we were out there actually till almost midnight that night, and it was great. And that was a blessing in itself. Like, we didn't have to go to Old San Juan. We didn't have to go to where they were drinking and everything. So here we were right in front of the hotel. That was great. So praise God for that also. So we met quite a few people on this trip that were interested in what we had to say, especially after we were there a few days and they knew that the tract we were handing out was telling them not to go to church. So that raised some eyebrows, because it was predominantly a Catholic place. And I was Catholic too. I was brought up in the Catholic Church also, and praise God, it's only 4 years ago that the Lord has truly opened my eyes to His salvation. And after we're there about a week or so, people were approaching us and asking us this, but they weren't really, they didn't seem to be too surprised. And we even met some that were well aware of what was going on and did not see anything in the church. And so this message that we not only were used by God to take this message to India in November, but to places where we didn't even plan to go. And we know well that this message was spread pretty thoroughly all over San Juan, and to meet people that seemed to already, you know, somebody told them about it and it wasn't us. So we got to thank God. God is working with His word all over the world. It's not just us. We're nothing, you know, and family radio is presented in a much bigger way because of the airwaves, but we're a little group here, and like Chris testifies a lot of the requests we're getting for tracks and all to be sent to different countries and all. God's word is going forth, and we got to be really thankful that He's using us, and the messages seem to be strong, or even the message that Brother Ron gave this morning, that we not waste our time. We know we have the true gospel. We know God is calling us to spread His word. And time is short. Time is very short. So it's very important. And in fact, we tried the whole while we were there. Barry was trying to get permission to go into the prison down there. There's a big prison in San Juan. And the door just wasn't opening. Every day he'd call and he'd has to try to track these people down in authority to get permission to do this, and one to the other. And after a week, he said, "Nothing's really happening. I can't get a hold of anybody that'll give us permission to do this." So it was our last Saturday there, and he found out. They said, "Well, you can come down here, but you can't actually go in." It was family day at the prison. So he went with Brother Case, who I talked about the last time, our dear brother from Amsterdam. He was also on this trip. and him and Barry and someone else, they, I think they took a couple cases of Bibles, a pile of tracts, and went down to the prison on Family Day, and it really turned out to be a blessing because the people's wives and children were coming to them, going in to see whoever they had incarcerated in their family and taking the tracts and the Bibles into them. So we couldn't go into prison, but the God used the prisoners' families to take the Bibles in. So praise the Lord. But one thing I want to say, touching on what I just spoke on, about people realizing that there's something drastically wrong in the church. Drastically. And they know it. I believe God the Holy Spirit is revealing this to many others all around the world. Naturally, we see this as we study God's Word and listen to the faithful teachings. But there was a woman there as a vendor by the prison. She had a stand, and she went to different places with it. And Barry went up to her, and he said, "Well, this is what we're doing. We have this track, we have these Bibles, you know. And what do you?" And you know, this woman came right up and said, Barry said he almost fell over because he's thinking automatically she's going to reject what he's going to say. And she says, "You know," she said, "the people in this country here, they're bound by the churches. They're bound." So Barry stepped back. He said, "I can't believe this. Here I'm thinking this woman, she didn't read the track or anything." So he called Case over. He says, "Come on over here, Case." He said, "I want you to hear what this woman said, so nobody think I'm making this up, you know." So this is just another example. So as it turned out, they distributed everything they had, and by the fact of, by God's mercy, meeting this woman, we were able to leave Bibles and tracts with her, and she said she'd be glad to just faithfully distribute them on future days like that at the prison or wherever she went with her vending, even after we left. So that was a blessing in itself like that. And you're praying for the open door to go into prison, and something like this happened. So that ministry is still ongoing. Wherever that woman is going, she's distributing those tracts. As maybe we left her a few thousand and some Bibles. So it's another wonderful way how you can see God working along with us and sending people to us and in our path that this is not in the plans. This festival wasn't in the plan. This woman wasn't in our plan. Bernardo wasn't in our plan, you know, and you constantly see God working along with you, which is wonderful. And let me look at my notes here. And again, I had an experience with a young girl at a school, which I had on the trip to Mexico, where the two children helped me pick up the tracks that were on the ground. Out of all of those children, there was only two. Well, me and one member from my team were distributing by a high school as they were getting out one day in another town. And out of all them children, some, they were all taking the track, but a lot of them were making airplanes with them and throwing them down. But out of all them children, and then they got on their buses, they went, and the dust was settling, and there was one girl just came up to me and just really wanted to talk about the Lord, you know. And she said, "Yeah, I don't go to church either, but I read the Bible a lot, and I love to read the Bible." And I said, "Wow, here I am," and the girl is probably like your age, you know. And I said, "That's a great blessing." So I just encouraged her to keep reading. But there is a young girl that knows something's wrong. And encouraged her to thank God for giving her the little insight she had already had and just the desire to read the Bible. And out of that whole school, I'm not saying she's the only one, but it's just so nice to meet one like that. And all that chaos of them getting out of school, and it's, I think it was Friday besides, and they can't wait to get out for the weekend. To have one come up to you and talk to you really serious and sincerely about the Bible and about the Lord. So you young ones here, you're not alone either. There's young people like you all around the world that the Lord is calling. So that was one experience there that I really thank God for, that contact and that just that conversation. And yeah, we didn't have any problem no matter where we went, if it was to the schools, if it was to the colleges. The reception was really good. And we had plenty of Bibles to distribute this time again, which was really nice to always have a few Bibles with you. And we used the buses a lot to go from town to town. So the buses turned out to be a ministry in itself, because every morning, well, we used Bernardo just for the long-range trips, and the teams would take turns on going way out, because we'd chip in. Each team is responsible to pay their own transportation once you get to these cities. So we try to balance it out and give everyone an opportunity to do some traveling if they want to. But the bus turned out to be, well, after a few days we were calling it the bus ministry, because that's what it was. And these buses were crowded all the time. And the first thing we do is when we got on a bus, one of us anyway, would make sure everyone in the bus had a track. And you'd offer the driver a bus track first, and we would never refuse. So once you hand it to the driver of the bus, and you go around and distribute them to 20, 30, 40 people sometimes. And it was great. And we always usually have somebody right by the door. So when he made his stops and people were coming on the bus, as soon as they walked on the bus, there's a track in front of them. So very few people refused it. And it was nice to sit on the bus, and most of them are reading them, because what else are they going to do? So the bus ministry turned out to be a real nice thing. And it was always busy whenever you got on a bus, you know. Speaking of that, this a man comes, jumps on the bus, he sits right next to me one day, and I hand him the track, and he looks at it, and he read, "Does God love you?" And he said out loud, he said, "Wow, that's a good question." You know, like real. I said, "Yes, it is." I said, "It's a very important question, too." So praise God, I had a little chance to witness to him, and he tried to tell me how he wasn't feeling good. And I said, "Well, it doesn't matter how you feel physically," I said, "but the time is coming where you're going to need to be ready to meet God." And because we were proclaiming the return of Christ along with the message on the track. So I had to, he asked him if he'd like a Bible. So he said, "Sure." So there's one man there that, after a brief conversation with him, it was a very serious conversation, he left the bus with the Bible and a tract. And when you see things happening like this every day while you're out there in the streets, it's really comforting and a blessing to know that God can use us in this manner. Because when you think about it, if we weren't there and say we distributed almost 200,000 tracts literally hand to hand, we don't know if these people would ever hear the gospel. So we have to thank God for using us in this manner to spread his word in these end times. So we keep all these people in prayer in Puerto Rico that receive these tracts. And I know for a fact they'll be talking about these tracts, and God's word is there, and God will be drawing his elect out of the churches there, and especially those that God will use, keep them in prayer, the ones that God is going to save, because they stand to suffer persecution also, which we know we can't expect this. But we got on the plane and left there and came home. So these people that God will be calling out and will taking a stand for the Lord, they have to live there. So they're going to be under persecution and ridicule and everything like that in their own hometown and in their own families, like we see right here and what most of us go through ourselves. So we keep these dear people there in prayer. And let me see if I could find something else here. can't think of anything right after any more of my own personal experiences, although there were many, and again, I try to keep a little track of some highlights. I didn't do too bad at that, but I didn't do too good on preparing. I thought Mark would be talking about the trip too, so I said, well, I won't have to prepare that hard for this presentation, but, well, God knows why we're here, but anyway, I have an ace in the hole here, so to speak. But anyway, Jerry Middlestad, who also is a leader on these trips along with Barry Prasad, he sends these reports to Family Radio, and then he mails them to each one of us that were on the trips. So I got this one a few days ago, because they weren't read over the air. It was that time when Family Radio was doing a lot of moving out there into new offices, and they're moving the television station and the open form broadcast room and all of that stuff. So none of them really got read. But now I understand. In fact, Mark just told me on the way down that he was PMing with someone on the computer last night, and they just posted them on the web. Is that safe to say? So they are, if you're really interested in reading them. But I'm sure there's some right here, maybe even now, that don't have a computer. So I'll read a couple of these reports briefly, what the letters that Jerry sends back to Family Radio to be read over the air. And you'll get a real sense of how he does this, and how meaningful these letters are, and how informative they are. So letter one, he always starts with some scripture. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Psalm 65, verse 4. Friday, January 16th, 2004. Our group of ambassadors for Christ arrived in San Juan, Puerto Rico yesterday on several different flights from Holland, South Korea, and various places in the U.S. Some flights from the Northeast U.S. were delayed due to severe winter weather conditions. Two of our people from Pennsylvania had to reschedule a flight and arrive today. By God's grace, we are now up to full strength with 15 men and 7 women willing and eager to proclaim the true gospel of grace to the people of Puerto Rico. After breakfast and a meeting to line out the work, we went out by teams to our assigned locations in and around San Juan. All teams joyfully reported that both the acceptance and retention of the Spanish Does God Love You gospel tracts were excellent in all locations. Even a high percentage of the tourists were taking the English tracts. We also had an opportunity to give Spanish Bibles and Family Radio materials to those who were interested. A big event called the San Sebastian Street Festival in Old San Juan started yesterday and will run for 6 days. It draws people from all parts of Puerto Rico and many foreign tourists to nightly celebrations of music, food, crafts, exhibits, parades. A group of 8 men went to the festival after dinner this evening to continue the track distribution work and experienced the same excellent reception to the tracks by the huge crowds of people. Lord willing, we will continue sending a group there for the remaining nights of the festival. And here's another interesting way God works along with us. Saturday, January 17th. Today was another productive day of distributing the gospel tracts, Bibles, and Family Radio materials in various busy shopping areas and at the festival area in Old San Juan. We arranged for a van to take 5 people to the city of Ponce, which is about 1.5 hours southeast of San Juan. We learned from the morning newspaper that the mayor of Ponce suffered a massive stroke and was hospitalized in critical condition. When our team members started working in the Central Plaza area of Ponce, they learned that the mayor had died Many people were gathered in front of the mayor's residence to pay their respects and, as it turned out, to receive the words of eternal life on the Does God Love You tracks. There was also a continuous procession of people driving by the residence as a show of support for the mayor's family. Some of our members gave an official at the gate an extra track and asked him to give it to the mayor's family. Please pray that God might use the death of the mayor and the gospel of Jesus Christ, as presented on the tract, to confront those whom he plans to save in Ponce with their own mortality. And that's another instance where another unexpected, unplanned situation opens a door where we can distribute many, many tracts in very little time. And Sunday, January 18th, after our Lord's Day worship service this morning, one team of five went by van for an hour and a half to a small city along the east coast of the island named Humacho. Although most stores and businesses were closed, they were able to find some busy markets and intersections where they could distribute tracts to the people and visit. Oh, yeah, that was my team, in fact. So we did. We went a long ways, and the town was like a ghost town. All the stores were shut. And it was one thing good in a way to see that on Sundays. The people, they closed up shop. You know, I mean, they didn't do it for religious reasons all the time, but or God-glorifying reasons, but yet they still... It was nice in a way, because that's the way I remember this country used to be when I was a kid. And I'm still not that old, but 40 years ago, I could remember growing up myself. On Sunday, there was nothing open. There were gas stations were closed. The stores were all closed where I live, only 100 miles away from here. And if anybody could remember 50 years back, Sunday was the Lord's Day in a lot of respects. And we can see since then how things have just totally deteriorated to now it's nothing. So to see this in Puerto Rico, in a way, I liked it for that respect, you know. But yet the people were somewhere else. But they were doing their shopping somewhere else. So the grocery store that day turned out to be a busy place to distribute tracts. And that's when we were with Bernardo that day. And that's the day he asked me, he said, give me some of those. I want to hand some out too. So it was me, him, and another man at a busy intersection. And it was just handing them in the windows of the cars as the cars come to the red light, which sometimes is the in this situation where the people weren't gathered in big groups, the busy intersections where it would let you hand them out to 5 to 10 cars at each stop. That was a pretty busy place, but it's hard work because you're constantly on the move and you're running in between the cars and in the traffic, and you got to be careful. But praise the Lord, most of the people will open their window and take the track from you, especially when you're approaching them from the front. They see what you're giving them. And most of us still have the shirts that say in Spanish right on the front on the T-shirts that we're proclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So they know you're coming with something religious or something about Jesus, because they can read your shirt before you even get to them, which is good. Because if they're just going to take it, well, who knows? You want everyone to take one, but they know what you're about to give them in a sense. So that's good. They have an opportunity to roll down their window and wait for you because it's hot. And all the windows are up and they all have air conditioning now because Puerto Rico is a really modern city where we were. It's not much different than anything here in the United States, the modern grocery stores and the shopping malls. And that's where the people were on Sunday. They were all in the malls, many, many people. But we were not permitted to distribute tracts in the malls or even in their parking lots. And the two malls that I've been to over there, two in particular, and that's another story too. Well, on Sundays, that's where the people were. And they actually have towers like guard shacks in the parking lots of their malls. with security guards in them that could see the whole area. So when we went in 1 mile on this trip on this Sunday, and we just split up and we said, well, you start from those stores over there and you go over there and I'll go over here. And we weren't there 10 minutes and there was security guards driving up to us on four-wheelers, on quads, to tell us you can't do this here. So anyway, the people were at the malls. And yet it's strange. A team was at a mall one day in Bayamon, which is a town about an hour ride by bus, and they stopped them from distributing. But they said there's one place you could distribute, one entrance, which I found out later was a public street, so they couldn't stop them from distributing the tracts there. But the people used it as a main entrance to the mall. But then my team went there the very next day, and I didn't know anything about this. I didn't learn this yet. So I had one elder couple with me, and I had a box of Bibles to leave with them. And I said, well, you stay here. They were an older couple from California, very nice people. First trip, and it was good for them. So I put them right there. This time I didn't know this place. I didn't see the guard shack or anything. I sent another team member to the entrance that they allowed us to distribute, so he was fine. And I was there with him for a while. I left him, went to another entrance of the mall, and I'm distributing tracts, and nobody's saying anything. And the day before, they chased everybody. So then one finally came to me and said that he got a call, and I couldn't distribute there. So that wasn't bad, because I could move around. I could go run around town and try to find people. So I go over to the one place, and that older couple is there, and they're distributing tracts, the two of them, and Bibles. They even gave a few Bibles to the security guards. And they stop me now, and I'm wondering why. And they're not bothering them. And I look over, and I'm looking right at a guard shack in the parking lot. They're watching them all the while. They're not stopping them. But yet the day before, they wouldn't let anybody else distribute there. And from that point on, finally about 12 or 1 o'clock, and we were getting really low on tracks anyway. We were about ready to leave. They finally came and stopped them too. But the Bibles were distributed. Almost all their tracks were gone. So you tell me, you know, why did that particular day God just didn't, like if he restrained those security guards and the management from bothering them. And they were there for hours. So figure that out. So it was a very good day. And that's how things happen. So even though you might not have it your way and want to go where you want or stay there as long as you like because there's a lot of people, well, God has different plans. Well, yeah, there's times where he'll just leave somebody there just long enough to probably get his gospel into the hands of the people he wants it to, and then he'll send somebody along, even though it is a policeman or a security guard, and move you on your way. And being that I mentioned policemen, that was a wonderful thing. I don't think we had a policeman the whole trip refuse a track. No matter how busy they would be with this festival going on, directing traffic, or whatever they were doing. If we walked up to a police officer, approached him, handed them a track, they always took them. Whereas the last trip, none of them wanted to see them. But so that was great, you know. And then, you know, it just makes you feel so at ease to know that the police are even there protecting you also. And it's good to know they're taking the tracks, really, that they're going to read them too. They were really, really friendly to us and helpful in everything we did. So I don't know how long you want me to talk here or read. I'll read another letter, but if anyone is really interested. Okay.
There's no windows to fall out.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll read another one of these letters just for the benefit of those that can't go to a computer and in the Family Radio website under missions is where you'll find them, but just in case. But another thing I want to bring out, another announcement, being that I mentioned that, on the eBible Fellowship website. It's really, really nice. There's a lot of material on there. If anyone wants to go into it, you'll even find these mission reports on there and a lot of audio of all the Sunday messages and all. The website is really a good place to go and check, and I'm sure you'll find something in there that's really good. And a lot of the teachings and a lot of the sermons you hear here on a Sunday and the Sunday schools and all, they're all being put on the eBible website now. So you have time. You want to listen to God's Word and open your Bible and study along. It's available right on eBible's website. And especially for the people on the Pal Talk. They're on Pal Talk, but maybe a lot of them never checked out the link or went into the website itself and see the faithful material that's in there. So that's just to pass that on to you also. So I will just pick out another one of these letters here, what Jerry wrote back. I'll go to the end of the trip here and see what he has to say on our last Saturday in San Juan. Saturday, January 24th. San Juan has a good bus system and we have been using to go everywhere. And one of the most enjoyable aspects of the bus rides or what we call the bus ministry, which I touched on that, where we have opportunities to speak to the people personally about the gospel. Generally, as we are speaking in a jumbled mixture of English and Spanish, we notice that people within hearing range are listening intently to what is being discussed. So we also see many people on the bus taking time to read the tracts carefully. People often ask us what religion we are representing, because various cults and false gospel sects are also distributing tracts in this country. After we say we are Christians, they want to know what church we belong to, and that gives us an opportunity to explain that we are sharing the true gospel of Jesus Christ from the whole Bible and only the Bible with the people of Puerto Rico. A road team took a 3-hour van trip to Maragues, on the west side of the island, but they did not find many people there. Then they learned there had been a big festival yesterday and people were staying home today. However, the team worked very hard all day to get out as many tracts and Bibles as possible and did not return to the hotel until 11 p.m. that night. We received another order for 500 Spanish Bibles last night, and a team took about 300 to give to the visitors at one of the prisons this morning. A large crowd of the inmates' families were gathered for Visitors' Day, and the Bibles and tracts were well received. And he goes on to talk about the Christian lady with the mobile refreshment stand. It was very helpful. And after carefully reading the tracts, she requested a supply of tracts for distributing at Visitors' Days at other prisons in the area. We said we would return with more tracts and some Bibles for her after we get a count at the end of the day, so which we did, and we were able to send someone over the next day to leave some with her. So the final letter was, after our Lord's Day worship service this morning, we divided up the remaining tracts and finished distributing the 200,000 Spanish tracts that were printed here in Puerto Rico. We also have given out about 4,000 English tracts that we brought from the U.S., the 1,300 Spanish Bibles that were purchased here, and hundreds of Family Radio Bible study booklets. We left a supply of tracts and a few Bibles with the vendor lady at the prison this morning, and another supply of tracts with the van driver, Bernardo, who has been a big help to us, and who is extremely grateful for the teaching he received from our group about God's magnificent salvation plan. He wants to continue serving the Lord by distributing the Does God Love You tracts to the people of Puerto Rico after we leave tomorrow. This has been a great trip. We had a hard-working and dedicated group of ambassadors for Christ, and we are grateful for what God did for us and through us in Puerto Rico. We also wish to thank the Family Radio listeners, supporters for contributing to this effort. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Isaiah 55:1. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, again for this gathering today. Thank you for everything we've heard here today, Lord, that we might keep these things in our mind today and ponder them and meditate on them. For it is your day, Lord, and by us being obedient to you on your Sabbath day, Lord, we know then you can bless us. Help us to be obedient. Help us to trust you, Lord. Help us to trust and obey in these times to come. We must be in your word, O God, for it is not going to get any easier. In fact, we can expect it to get worse. But help us, O Lord, and we help us to call on you for our strength and courage, wisdom and knowledge, O God, as we present your most precious, life-changing, eternal gospel, as this world draws to an eye, that your elect may hear your word and be saved. Thank you, O God, again for this gathering, for everything we received here today. And help us, Lord, to keep you in our mind all of this day and through the week to come, that we can be a blessing to you, O God, as you are to us. In Jesus' name we pray and thank thee. Amen.